Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now, live at 6, we are on top of a pair of breaking news stories in Raleigh that happened while you were sleeping. On the left, that's a live look at a scene of a shooting outside a store on Newbern Avenue. And on the right there, a fire tore through a business.
And Christmas-like weather is certainly here this morning. I'll show you just how long it lasts in our weekend forecast coming up.
And starting today, you'll be able to walk around parts of Durham with an alcoholic drink in hand. The city's new social district that business owners hope will bring a boost to downtown. And talk about a boost to our holiday spirit this morning. The WRAL TV tower is lit. So fun to see it when we're walking in this morning. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It is a great way to be greeted this morning, and we're happy that you are with us here. As you step outside today, it is December 1st, and you're going to feel it. Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with those temperatures.
Yeah, it's a big time change here compared to where we were yesterday. We saw a cold front come through, and it's really bringing in that cold, fall-like, even almost winter. Like weather rather for us out there this morning. You can see the beautiful shots here as we overlook our towers that were just lit up last night. A very festive time of the year. We're at 37 there in Durham, 37 here in Raleigh. We are struggling to hit that 40 degree mark, and so just make sure to bundle up, grab the hot coffee or something to kind of warm you up this morning. We will see temperatures though warm up this afternoon. Still cool though in the low to mid 50s. There is the cold front though. It's now offshore. High pressure is moving in, and that's going to keep our weather very calm here over the next couple of days until we have a few rain chances on the way for Saturday. We'll talk about that the next time we meet. But across the board, we're seeing those temperatures here. 34 in Roxborough, 37 in Raleigh. Seeing a very cold start there, Brian, here as far as the weather is concerned.
It is chilly out there. It is now 6:01 as we take a look at traffic. Major routes looking okay. I'm watching a little bit of a delay building right now on 540 eastbound, right around Lewisburg Road. Working to learn exactly what's causing that slowdown. Also, look out for some police activity just east of downtown Raleigh. A section of Newbern Avenue is closed right around Raleigh Boulevard right now. Expect a detour in that area. And on the south side of Raleigh, I have a disabled vehicle reported on southbound Lake Wheeler Road right around the I-40 interchange. But at the moment, at least, our sensors are not indicating any big delays. I'll have another update in about 10 minutes.
We're tracking breaking news in Raleigh. A local store is still covered in crime scene tape 7 hours after a shooting that injured a woman. This is happening at Zach's Grocery Mart on Newbern Avenue. And Michael Grace is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with new information he's learned in the hours since. Michael.
Yeah, that's right, Renee. They've started to pick up some of these evidence markers, but forensics still working right behind me. You see there, this all happened at around 11 last night. A woman was shot, taken away med. She has serious injuries. I'm still working to learn more just about those extents of the injuries, where she was possibly hit. But as I just said, forensics right there working, evidence markers right outside that grocery mart. And if you pan here to the left, see those gas pumps. There's even more evidence markers, dozens, right there on Newbern Avenue. I know Brian just mentioned that they had part of Newbern blocked off. It looks like that may have just opened up, but they have crime tape all around this intersection of Newbern and Raleigh Boulevard, and investigators have been going at it all night in this large area. And this isn't the first time that someone's been shot at this specific gas station grocery mart this year alone. Back in April, it was a teenager shot in the head. They say that he came here every day to buy a candy bar and a Coke. So investigators paying close attention to this specific case that we saw last night. Right now, I'm still working with investigators to learn more about who this woman is and if they have a suspect at this time. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also breaking news we're following right now. Investigators are sifting through a Raleigh business that burned overnight. Take a look at the damage on Benson Drive. It took firefighters more than an hour to get that fire under control. They called in extra help because this is an older building. Those flames first broke out after 11 last night. No one was hurt, and we'll let you know when we get word on what started that fire.
We've all been feeling the toll of inflation ahead of the holidays, and today could be an important one in the fight against it. A key measure of any rise or fall in prices is due out at 8:30 this morning. It's called the PCE Index, and it measures how much change we're seeing in the cost of basic goods and services like groceries. Economists say it will give us an idea of where inflation stands and will also be closely watched by our nation's central bank, the Federal Reserve.
I think when the numbers come out for this latest month, we're going to see the PCE trend downward. That's exactly what the Federal Reserve wants to see happen. So if that happens, that means their tactics of raising interest rates appear at least to be working.
Working to curb inflation, the Federal Reserve meets later this month to consider raising interest rates again. The Fed's chairman says he expects the number of rate hikes to slow.
Starting today, you'll be able to carry alcoholic beverages through parts of downtown Durham. The Bull City is launching its new social district, creatively called the Bullpen, a nod to our local ball club. It allows adults to take beer, wine, or cocktails outside of participating businesses from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. So you'll be able to bring them to parks and city-owned property. We spoke with business owners downtown who say it'll be a big boost after struggling during the pandemic.
I think it's the right move for Durham as a progressive city, regardless of the pandemic. But I do think that it's a good snapshot to see things like this happening.
Durham is one of several local cities to open a social district. Raleigh's district downtown opened earlier this year. Leaders in Fuquay Varina say traffic could be a problem this afternoon as they remember the life of their longtime fire chief. A procession and funeral are planned this afternoon for Chief Tony Malden. He served the community's fire department for 32 years. Here's a look at that funeral procession route. It begins on Church Street and then travels along North Ennis to East Broad Street, ending along Wake Chapel Road. It'll begin around 2 this afternoon. Officials say drivers should expect road closures and traffic delays in those areas.
Today, the Headingham shooting in Raleigh will likely be top of mind as Governor Roy Cooper's Crime Commission meets. It will be the commission's first full meeting since the attack that left 5 people dead back in October. On the agenda today is a discussion on responding to mass violence and mass casualties, as well as compensation for crime victims. The discussion gets underway at 10 a.m.
Tonight, you can learn more about Raleigh Police's new policy on how to respond to tense situations without using force. The department is hosting the first of 2 community meetings to discuss its new de-escalation of force policy. Police approved the new policy after months of public discussions over handling of mental health calls. Tonight's hearing runs from 6 to 7 at the Ann Gordon Center for Active Adults on Spring Forest Road.
In the Live Center this morning, some big changes coming to some cities across China. They may be the result of some of these protests that we have been reporting on against COVID restrictions for quite some time. There are going to be some changes. Testing requirements will now be eased, as well as rules on how residents can move around. In some places, markets and bus services will also reopen. Again, as we have been reporting, these changes are coming after protests in Shanghai and some other cities around that country, all over antivirus restrictions that really confined millions of people to their homes. So many were upset. At some points, there were even calls for the president to step down. That is a big ask politically in a country such as China. And the last day, the government has reported more than 36,000 new COVID cases in a 24-hour period. It may very well be these changes, again, coming because of these protests we've been reporting on. Back to you.
Thanks, Adam. The search is entering day 2 for a man considered armed and dangerous. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is looking for Joseph Kelly. They say he's wanted as a person of interest in an investigation into a homicide on Buckhorn Road in Sanford. We are working to learn more about that case. And as we do, if you know where Kelly is, you're asked to call the Sheriff's Office or 911.
It is now up to the U.S. Senate to decide how to stop a looming railroad worker strike that could cause big problems for your wallet. You're looking live at Capitol Hill right now. Senators could vote as soon as today on a bill to force a deal between rail unions and companies. The House signed off on the measure last night and added to the deal 7 days of paid sick leave for workers. That could make it harder for the bill to pass. Without a deal, rail workers plan to strike starting December 9th. Experts say that would disrupt rail service and how it would affect all of us. It would raise prices for any products transported by train. State leaders could take the next step today to change how teachers in your child's classroom are evaluated. The North Carolina State Board of Education will vote at 9 a.m. on whether to ask state lawmakers to fund a new licensure program. That program would boost teacher pay and classroom support while giving them more thorough evaluations. Those evaluations determine whether teachers can keep their license. It's up to lawmakers to make the program official.
It'll be a meeting of world leaders at the White House today as President Biden welcomes French President Emmanuel Macron. New video shows the two leaving dinner in Washington, D.C. last night. Today, they'll focus on some big disagreements, including one over Biden's key signature climate law. Macron says the law is bad for Europe because it favors American-made climate technology like electric cars. But the two leaders will also share their common ground, like their support for Ukraine. Happening today, leaders at North Carolina Central University could decide to raise tuition for students. The Board of Trustees is holding a special meeting to consider the tuition hike as well as an increase in fees. The university has not said just how much those costs could go up. Today's meeting starts at 3:30.
We'll find out today about a pay raise that could be crucial for high school basketball season in North Carolina. The state's High School Athletics Association is set to vote on an increase of 10% for referees across all sports. If the board votes down the pay raise, there's a chance there that more than 800 basketball officials could walk off the job in January. But approving the increase could be a problem for schools, since they're the ones that have to find the money, not the athletics board. We'll stream today's meeting on WRAL.com and on our news app. It starts at 8:30.
It's 10 after 6 right now. An emotional vigil in Idaho for four students found murdered in their home. A community gathering in solidarity as the search for a suspect carries on.
A warning from the Biden administration about a big increase in illegal border crossings. Why government officials say the daily number of migrants coming into the U.S. may soon double.
And we are tracking a few rain chances over the next couple of days. I'll break down the timing and show you if it'll be a big impact event for us coming up in just a few minutes. Welcome back on this Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Anthony Baglione in for Elizabeth, who has the morning off. It is certainly a chilly start out there. We're talking temperatures across the board here behind our beautiful towers that were lit up last night in the mid to upper 30s for most of us. So you'll definitely want to bundle up out the door this morning. We will see temperatures, though, this afternoon, probably in the low to mid 50s. So it'll be a little bit better, but still cool here for this time of year. We're at 37 in Raleigh. Good morning to you in Clinton. Checking in at 38. 40 degrees. Good morning to you in Fayetteville. Across the board, it's just those chilly temperatures. We will be dry, though, today. We did have some rain that came through yesterday morning. Not going to see any of that for us today. It'll actually be a pretty nice afternoon with temperatures in the low to mid 50s. We'll be at 54 there in Fayetteville, 53 in Clinton, but we'll look at our weekend forecast, guys, coming up here in just a few minutes.
6:14 right now, following breaking news in Garner, a report of a crash on 40 westbound right around the 70 business interchange. It's just before you get to 70 business there, blocking the right lane. And you can see those heavy delays coming in from Johnston County. As we take a look at the latest update from our sensors out there, we have about a 50-minute delay. So big problems there. If you can pick up 40 westbound from 70 business, you'll be on the other side of that crash and those delays. I'll have another update in just a few minutes, Jeff.
Brian, thanks. 6:15 right now. The death of a man who fell out of an airplane is now being ruled an accident, but the investigation isn't over. An official autopsy for 23-year-old Charles Crooks shows he died from multiple blunt force injuries. Investigators say he and his co-pilot were about to make an emergency landing at RDU when Crooks needed some air. He felt like he was going to be sick, and he walked towards the open ramp at the back of the plane where he fell to his death. Hours later, Crook's body was found in a backyard in Fuquay Varina. The NTSB is still investigating.
The Biden administration says migrant crossings at the southern border may more than double when Title 42 ends later this month. The Trump-era health policy gives U.S. authorities more ability to turn away undocumented immigrants at the border. A court order recently struck it down. Right now, officials say there are about 6,000 to 7,000 people attempting border crossings a day. They say that number could jump to 14,000 to 18,000 once the policy is lifted.
Vigils across Idaho are planned for today to remember four college students as police work to find the person responsible for their murders. Community members and students gathered last night to honor the students at University of Idaho. The four were stabbed to death in an off-campus home last month. Investigators have yet to identify a suspect or find a murder weapon. The mother of one of the students, Ethan Chapin, spoke at last night's vigil.
Circumstances that bring us here tonight, they're terrible. The hardest part, we cannot change the outcome.
To keep students safe, Idaho State Police have added four patrols around campus. They've also started 14 extra patrols for the general community.
Former President Trump's tax returns are now in the hands of lawmakers after years of legal battles. Today, key House Democrats will be briefed on the legal ramifications of those returns. Lawmakers have to decide what to say and do about the documents, which cover Trump as well as his companies. It's not expected they'll be immediately released to the public. Trump had taken the fight to keep his tax returns private all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Friends and family will gather today to remember a man stabbed to death at a Johnston County gas station. A visitation and funeral is planned today for 19-year-old William Fitzpatrick. It will be at United the Pentecostal Church of Spring Lake, where his dad is an associate pastor. Funeral starts at 11 a.m. Fitzpatrick worked at the gas station where he was killed Friday night. The man charged with his murder is being held without bond.
Country legend Dolly Parton wants to get you in the holiday spirit with a new movie coming out tonight.
It's a good time to uplift people the way people are just so kind of down with so many depressing things going on in this crazy world. And I thought, well, this is a good time to do something, you know, more uplifting and fun.
Mountain Magic Christmas is a musical celebration all filmed at Parton's theme park, Dollywood. It airs tonight at 8 right here on WREL. And coming up this morning on Today, Hoda Kotb sits down with Parton to talk about the movie and how it aligns with her goal of lifting people up and bringing joy to those around her. Something only Dolly can do. Today airs right after this newscast at 7 a.m.
What could be more uplifting than lighting our towers with Christmas lights? All three of them. Anthony Baglione in the WRI Severe Weather Center. Right now, we're reaping the benefits of these today.
Yes, it was a busy night yesterday with those tower lightings yesterday evening. But it's beautiful out there. I was walking in this morning, and what a nice picture here to come into work. It's just gorgeous out there, this tower. And we had multiple across the area. The weather thankfully did cooperate. It certainly was chilly and festive, but we had the rain yesterday morning, and that did work its way out of here by the time we headed into yesterday afternoon. We're in the mid to upper 30s right now, maybe a few low 40s, struggling to get there, I will say, but 40 there in Fayetteville, 38 in Rocky Mount. And so it's definitely a cold start to the morning. You may want to leave just a little bit of extra time to kind of let the car warm up, bring the coat, the hot beverage, something like that. And we'll see those temperatures still cool this afternoon. But for the most part, this is going to be a pretty nice day for us. We'll be in the upper 40s to the north, low to mid 50s from the Triangle down to the south. We'll call it dry. We'll call it cool. No problems here as far as I'm concerned, as far as the weather is today. It's just going to be, like I said, a cold start here today, this morning. Here's where we're headed, though, tomorrow. We'll be in the upper 50s in most areas, maybe a few low 60s down to the south. So no issues for us tomorrow. It'll be just a touch warmer than where we're at today. And into our Saturday as well, we're going to be at 66, so closer to 70 degrees here as we start the weekend. But it is going to come with some rain chances. Fairly light. I only have a set about a 30% chance right now during the day. But of course, if you have any plans, if you're decorating for Christmas, things like that, it could affect those plans here to start the weekend. So let's talk about those rain chances. Here is Futurecast. We start off our Saturday morning. Here's 8 o'clock. For the most part, I do think we will be dry at this point with no issues to start our Saturday. We head up until about lunchtime. A few light showers start to push their way through. We're not expecting thunderstorms, not expecting severe weather. But of course, if you're out and about working, this could definitely disrupt some plans. So just make or bear that in mind here as we head into our Saturday. Here's 7, 8 o'clock Saturday evening. Most, if any, of that rain should be gone by that point. And so, like I said, this is not going to be a big impact event for us, but that's just going to be our next chance of some rain at this point. It will be warmer at 66. We're at 54 on Sunday. So Sunday is looking really nice. Even today, is looking pretty nice. It's just that sliver of a rain chance here as we head into our Saturday. Here's where we're headed, though. 57 on Friday, 66 degrees on Saturday. We'll be at 54 on Sunday. Often on rain chances, though, Brian, here, so a little bit more unsettled into the early part of next week.
Anthony, it is now 6:21, and we are following this crash in Garner on 40 westbound, right around the Business 70 interchange. Apparently, the right lane is blocked out there, and we are seeing huge delays already. A 54-minute backup showing up right now on sensors. The delays begin right around the Clayton bypass and extend all the way up towards 70 business. I want to zoom into that area, show you exactly what you're dealing with. If you're trying to get to 40 westbound this morning and you're picking it up from 70 business, you're going to run into a little bit of a delay through that area, but it clears up pretty quickly. So that's not a bad option for you this morning. You might also consider picking up 40 westbound from Jones Sausage Road. You're in good shape from there all the way out toward 440. Right now, that's the only big problem we're following anywhere in the triangle. We'll have another update on this coming up in just a few minutes.
Brian, thanks. The area's newest social district is getting started today. We take a look at where you'll be able to stroll with an alcoholic drink in hand in Durham.
Plus, remembering a music icon, the touching tribute Stevie Nicks is giving to her Fleetwood Mac bandmate Christine McVie.
And exciting news, Ken Smith's family of three is now a family of five. We have pictures of his new twins coming up at 6:30. Stay with us.
And we also have a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Brian Schrader here now with what is trending for our Thursday morning. Hey, Brian.
Hello. The Prince and Princess of Wales are visiting the United States, and among the events they're taking in, some NBA basketball. William and Kate were courtside last night in Boston as the Celtics played the Miami Heat. They're in town for the Earthshot Prize Awards, which aims to find a solution to climate change.
Now, this is the royal couple's first visit to the U.S. in 8 years. They'll be in Boston for two more days doing public engagements. And I wonder if they find the New England accent as charming as we find the British accent. What do you think?
Confusing, I think.
Probably.
You put them together, right?
What'd you say?
They probably don't care about the prices at the concession stand either.
I think it's in their budget.
Yeah, they can handle it. Also this morning, Fleetwood Mac's Stevie Nicks is paying tribute to her bandmate Christine McVie. The singer, songwriter, and keyboardist died yesterday at the age of 79. And you see on the right side of your screen, Stevie Nicks posted this handwritten note on Instagram calling McVie her best friend in the whole world.
So lovely and heartbroken she is certainly right now. There's a look at her, 79, as you said, British singer-songwriter. I mean, she was a hit maker for this band, no question about it, with all the hits. I mean, 40 million copies of one album alone. So fantastic stuff.
They're an incredible team and a legacy of music together.
The heads of two local law enforcement agencies are stepping down after years at the helm.
My final day is coming. It has been a complete honor and a pleasure to serve this county with each of you.
That was such a meaningful sign-off there. That was Edgecombe County Chief Deputy Gene Harrell saying goodbye as he retires. Chief Harrell also got this special escort home last night.
And over in Johnson County, Smithfield Police Chief Keith Powell signed off after 30 years of service. Members of the force gathered around Chief Powell for an emotional goodbye last night. Thank you to both men for their decades of service.
A woman is in the hospital after being shot at a Grocery Mart gas station in Raleigh last night. When we return, I'll tell you more about her condition and what investigators have been focusing on.
Today is the day where the Bull City officially kicks off its new social district. Just ahead, the signs you should look out for the next time you visit Durham. And we talk to businesses about how this can bring more traffic to downtown.
And it is certainly a cold start to our Thursday morning, but we have some warmer temperatures on the way for the weekend. It does come with some rain, though. I'll show you the timing on that coming up.